More than 1 million people have died in the U.S. from COVID-19 since the pandemic began, and NPR's been remembering some of them through the music that gave their lives meaning. We call these tributes Songs of Remembrance. Today, Shannon Hunt remembers Scott Stewart, or Scooter, as he was known to friends and family. Scott was a mechanic from Shiloh, Illinois, and a bonus dad to Shannon and her sister, Amy.
Scott just taught me how to be cool. He and my mom were best friends for a long time. They dated, best friends, on and off, whatever. So he did stuff that my mom didn't want to do, like going to rock concerts with me. Was the only one who was fearless enough to teach me to drive on the interstate. He and I actually built my first car together. He bought an old beat up 1986 pickup truck. So it was like the skeleton of the car, and he and I put the engine in together. We stripped down the whole car, sanded, painted, everything. He listened to a lot of classic rock in Scott's garage, whether it was working or just hanging out. And Free Bird was one of Scott's favorite songs of all time. I mean, he loved Lynyrd Skynyrd in general, but Free Bird was always one that stuck with us. If I leave here tomorrow, would you still remember me? Scott was very much one of the people that family is what you make it. So the people he met in town, his friends, my sister and I were his bonus children. And there are so many people around here that called him, or still call him, their brother, Uncle Scooter. He's, you know, you meet him and he's instantly part of your family. If I stay with you, girl, things just couldn't be the same. It sounds silly, but one of the things that we have done and that's mostly stuck out, I think, as his legacy is that everybody who knows him tries to kind of commit these, we call them random acts of Scooter. So Scott was one of those people who would leave a huge tip at the bar or just, you know, give you $20 because it sounded like you're having a hard week and he wanted you to go get something nice for dinner. So we've been trying to continue his legacy. That's the thing that he really taught me most is that you always care for the people you love and you care for the people you don't love and don't really know either because you just never know. Because, you know, today is not promised, tomorrow's not promised, so you've got to do what you can with the time you have and spend as much time you can with the people you love. We really loved him.
Shannon Hunt and her sister Amy even made Skynyrd part of their final toast to Scott at his funeral, which streamed on Facebook Live during the pandemic for people who couldn't attend. They're dressed casually, camo pants and cheetah print. Scott wasn't much for formal wear.
Raise your glass if Scott ever rescued you, jumped your car, got water out of your gas tank. That's just me. Okay. Changed your oil, or did you a favor and refused anything in return? Raise your glass if you have ever had the pleasure of enjoying Scott's deer sausage or fish. If you are at least a little bit sadder every day without him here. Raise your glass if you would take one more chance to remind him how much you love him and how much you appreciated him. And finally, raise your glass if you love Lynyrd Skynyrd. And if you don't,
there's the door! Scott!
Scott Stewart, loved and known by many as Scooter, died of COVID-19 in January of last year. He was 57.